Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com. Let's talk to Maria, who's listening in Palm Springs. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Patrick. How are you doing? Well, can you explain to me the difference between the Divine Mercy versus the Sacred Heart? Because I'm doing the Divine Mercy, but I wasn't sure about the other. You know, Divine Mercy with Sister Faustina. Mm-hmm. And then the Sacred Heart is, I guess you just mentioned, it was with a sister.
St. Margaret Mary Alacoque.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. So can you explain to me the difference? If you don't mind?
Sure. It's not so much the difference, but it's the complementarity of both. I'll put it this way. The Lord has, as he said to St. Faustina, an ocean of mercy that he wants to lavish upon everyone who asks him for mercy. And so the Divine Mercy movement, which started with St. Faustina in the 1930s, is God's revelation to her that he wanted all of us to be aware of, that he has great graces ready to give to the most hardened sinners, the people who are the most lost, and everyone else too. I mean, you may be nearly perfect and God wants to give you mercy as well, but he wants us to ask for it. And so hearkening back to what our Lord said in the Gospels, where he says, you know, ask your Heavenly Father for what you need. He already knows what you need, but he delights in you asking him for it. So this ties in directly with the ocean of mercy that is told to us, is available to us in the Divine Mercy, the chaplet and the Divine Mercy devotions. Now, the Sacred Heart of Jesus devotion, which is, you know, not quite 400 years older, you might say it's kind of like another side of the same coin. It's not distinct from God's mercy, but the emphasis here is on the burning love that God has for you. Remember what Jesus said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish but have eternal life." It's such a great verse. That's what the Sacred Heart of Jesus devotion is centered upon, is that God loves everybody and he wants us to not only believe in his love, but trust in his love and rejoice in his love. So that's why the image of the Sacred Heart is the heart of the Lord on fire. And the idea of fire is in scripture, fire is a biblical motif that represents the presence of the Lord. So in Exodus chapter 3, when Moses encountered the Lord in the form of a burning bush, that bush was on fire. It wasn't consumed, but it was fire. Or in the book of Exodus later on, where God is leading the people through the wilderness of Sinai for 40 years, and at night, very often, his presence was seen as a pillar of fire. If you could imagine like a tornado, a Category 5 tornado, made up of fire. What would that have looked like? I can't even imagine. That was the presence of God. We see fire. Jesus says, you know, I've come to cast fire down upon the earth. We see in the book of Acts, chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, what happens, but the presence of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, is in the form of tongues of fire on the heads of the apostles and the Blessed Virgin Mary. And we could go on and on and on. The fire motif is endless, but that's why we see the image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus on fire. It's an expression of his love for us. So to summarize this lengthy explanation, I would just simply say, you're seeing in each of these two devotions, God reminding us, I love you, and I want to have mercy on you. And all I want you to do is just believe in this and ask me for it, just like any father delights when a little child asks him, Daddy, can I have this? Daddy, can I have that? You know, the father already knows that the child is hungry or it's dinner time, but there's something delightful and wonderful when the little child asks, Daddy, can I have this? So that's what that is. Two sides of the same coin, God's mercy and his love. And these are reminders that are not in competition with each other. You don't say, I'll take this one and not that one. You can't really have one without the other. I mean, you can't really have God's mercy without believing that he loves you. And you can't really trust in God's love for you without believing that he's merciful to you. So my advice would be to immerse yourself in both devotions. How does that sound?
Okay. It's good. It's just, you know, I have so many, I pray with the infant frog. And then I also have the novena for the St. Jude. So now with the Divine
That's
Mercy,
good.
I'm just trying to incorporate that. The Lady of Fatima, so it's just like back and forth. So I said, okay. And then with my son doing the confirmation, you know, reading the Bible, he was asking me the same thing. I said, oh, you know, I know they're the same, but just don't know the answer to give him. So I said, okay,
yeah,
so
well,
call Patrick before I relay the message.
Well, what you could do if he wasn't able to hear it, you can always go to relevantradio.com/Patrick when the show is over.
Uh-huh.
And then you can grab the link. So this will be the second half of the second hour. And then just play it for him. And we'll make this into a social media clip. We'll post that on Twitter and Facebook so that other people can hear it as well. But think of it this way. You want to be healthy, right? You probably take some vitamins of some kind, don't you?
Yes. Getting
okay.
Old,
so,
yes.
Yeah. So if you take a multivitamin, you know, I'm certain that you don't go to the store and say, I only want a vitamin that's got one ingredient. No, you say, I want the zinc and I want the riboflavin. And I don't even know if that's I want the vitamin D and I want the vitamin E and I want the vitamin C. You take a multivitamin because you want all of those things. So if you think about these different devotions, they're all part of the big multivitamin of God's love. And the more the merrier. You know, you can't have too many reminders of God's love. So don't think of it as though, well, do I do this or do I do that? Or if I do this, does that mean I'm ignoring that? No, it's a multivitamin of God's love. And just to the extent you can do any of those things, do them.
Yeah.
And you'll be happy.
I didn't think it that way. That's a good one with the vitamins. Great.
Yeah.
Thanks, Patrick.
Thanks, Maria. Yeah, I love talking about this stuff because God loves reminding us about this. And he wouldn't remind us about it if it weren't true. I certainly believe that.
For more of the Patrick Madrid Show, visit relevantradio.com/